This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou. Another nippy morning, so winter hasn't entirely left us, but we're getting there. Where are we getting? Nobody really knows. I mean, what is the meaning of life? Is the universe expanding? Are we going somewhere? Apparently we are at a phenomenal speed. The universe is expanding, and so we're getting lonelier and lonelier, as far as other planets are concerned, because they're moving away from us. But, you know, we got to treasure those that are close to us and remain close to us, because we're all travelling at the same speed, and we got to treasure the place we're on, this planet. How did I get there? I don't know. But I think that's what I think. What's going on in the region? A bunch of things. One thing we're going to tonight, I mean, Joanne and I, are going to the High Society Swingers at Cobblestones. We've been playing the ads for this quite a lot over the last few weeks because we think it's going to be a really good show. This is at Cobblestones, you know, the village in Greytown, 7 o'clock tonight. The High Society Swingers, purveyors of all eras of jazz, bluesy riffs. This will be the first time playing in Greytown for them, so they'll be. It's going to be a sit-down concert style of thing at the Carriage House in Cobblestones Heritage Museum. Maybe room to have a dance, so please do. They're coming fresh from Napier's Winter Art Deco, so they're ready to do a Charleston, or you should be, or maybe just kind of move in a rhythmic fashion. Nicole said to me, actually, Bring some tea in a thermos. Anyway, it should be an interesting night. Not just interesting, but fun. Good jazz, good performers. Right, that's going on at Cobblestone at the Heritage Museum tonight. Gather Wairarapa. I wondered what this was, but then I realised this is the new kind of iteration, shall we say, of the market at the Solway Showgrounds, Judd's Road, yeah, but they're calling it Gather Wairarapa now because it's under new management. This is what they have to say. By the way, this is 9 till 1 on Saturday mornings. We bring together local talent and people to nourish communities using provenance, food and drink as the vehicle. We bring them together at a regular desirable destination. Grown here, gathered here is not a tagline, it's a promise. To every producer who joins us, every visitor we welcome, and every community member who makes Saturday mornings at Solway Showgrounds part of how they live in the Wairarapa, a place to get. So I thought, what's some songs that feature the concept of gathering? And I thought of Melanie. She's good at that sort of thing. This one, it is off her album, Gather. The song is called Someday I'll Be a Farmer.
Someday I'll be a farmer, work in the land. I wish I was a farmer to work with my hands, cause it's been ride too high the fare. Well, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't there. And I've been looking all around, looked everywhere. Well, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't there. It isn't there. Dum ta dum, it isn't here, it isn't there, nor anywhere. For me, and it's been too long a ride, too high the fare. Well, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't fair. And I've been looking all around, looked everywhere, to build and climb a mountain. If it isn't fair, it isn't fair. Dum-dum, it isn't
thought it wasn't there. And I've been looking all around, looked everywhere. Well, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't there. And I've been looking all around, looked everywhere. To build and climb a mountain, if it isn't there, it isn't there. Dum da dum. It isn't here, it isn't there, nor anywhere.
Someday I'll be a farmer. Melanie, unapologetically jaunty she was, wasn't she? But always with the feeling that there was some tough stuff underneath the lyrics. You know, that bit just towards the end that got a little bit darker. Died way too early. Yeah, somebody I really enjoyed. She did that song, Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma, a comment on the music industry. And she was a person who suffered at their hands. What's happening at Aotearoa? Well, Becky will tell you when she does her program. Becky Bateman does Aotearoa Pathways to Art here on Arrow FM. But every so often I think, look, I'll just give you a heads up about a particular one. I want to tell you about Hannah Bremner's The Imaginary Archives, on at the moment. Through The Imaginary Archives, Hannah Bremner explores the possibilities of cast glass and other materials to transform everyday objects into something unexpected. Her process often involves copying, rearranging, and representing objects so they become altered replicas, fragments, or imagined versions of familiar things. The Imaginary Archive features taonga tukuihu, treasured things, from Aotearoa's collection, displayed alongside a selection of works Bremner has made over the past 20 years. Expect glowing clusters of rocks made from glass and clay, velvet bones, and hybridized everyday objects, an axe, scissors, shaver, and buzzy bee crocodile. I'm not familiar with the buzzy bee crocodile. I know about the buzzy bee. Some are soft and ethereal, others hard, spiked, and dangerous to touch. And during the exhibition, my teeth just went rogue on me then, during the exhibition, there will be opportunities to explore, reimagine, and participate. That's Hannah Bremner's The Imaginary Archives on at Aotearoa right now. Have a listen to Becky's show because she'll tell you heaps more of the wonderful exhibitions and just general ambiance of Aotearoa. It's a place that I visit regularly because I think it's it always gives me something. Now, Jane Ross has been curating all sorts of films for your delight. Not just the Wairarapa Film Festival, but her Cinematique. She's got a film club, in a sense, but she's now doing a Sam Neill tribute. So a bunch of films that Sam was in to honour his recent death. He didn't do the films to it. Jane's doing the, you know what I mean. And we've got Jurassic Park happening. Jurassic Park, did you know that was shot? Well, it was released in 1993, quite a while ago now. So that's on on the 22nd of August at 3 o'clock. Experience Steven Spielberg's landmark blockbuster Jurassic Park on the big screen in a special tribute to Sam Neill. Sam Neill stars as Dr. Alan Grant, the paleontologist whose visit to a revolutionary dinosaur theme park becomes a fight for survival when the park's prehistoric inhabitants break free. With groundbreaking visual effects, unforgettable suspense, and one of cinema's most iconic adventures, Jurassic Park remains a true screen classic. For this special screening, we celebrate Sam Neill's extraordinary contribution to cinema and the role that introduced him to a worldwide audience. Yeah, good old Sam. So here's a song. I thought, what's a good song about dinosaurs? And I thought, King Crimson. They were good, right? This is Dinosaur by King Crimson.
Yeah.
Dinosaur, King Crimson. Was Greg Lake their vocalist? I know they had Fripp on guitar, who was amazing. Yeah, it might have been Greg Lake, who, of course, was in Emerson, Lake and Palmer and various other things. I could be wrong. People who know better will be calling me up. So that was, you know, to go in there with Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park came out in 1993. King Crimson's album Thrack, which has that on, came out in 1995. Dinosaur. So don't forget to go and see that Saturday at Regent 3. That's tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Hunt for the Wilder People, another Sam movie, not to mention other people, great people like Rima Tiwiata. Lots of good people. That was directed by Taika Waititi, who's just such a funny filmmaker. Very good. That's on, let me have a look, Sunday at 3 o'clock also. What does Jane have to say about this? Join us for a special screening of Hunt for the Wilder People, which was a while ago, celebrating the extraordinary screen career of Sam Neill. Nature just got gangster. Bit of a hook line for that. Ricky is a defiant young city kid who finds himself on the run with his cantankerous foster uncle in the wild New Zealand bush. A national manhunt ensues, and the two are forced to put aside their differences and work together to survive. And it's a good movie. It's so funny. I think Sam said that was his favourite movie too. Screening at the Regent 3, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Death in Brunswick, another great Sam Neill movie, is on also Sunday at 7:30. I think it's my favourite of all the things he did. But, you know, what's not to love? John Clarke. So, what does Jane say about that? Join us, she says, yet again, for a special one-night-only screening of Death in Brunswick, celebrating the extraordinary screen career of Sam Neill. This darkly funny Australian comedy stars Sam Neill and John Clarke. Darkly funny Australian comedy, but written and starred in by a couple of New Zealanders. Two much-loved performers talk about it, whose creative partnership brought warmth, wit and humanity to the screen. Experience this rarely seen film on the big screen as part of the Sam Neill tribute. 7:30 on Sunday. But wait, there's more. No, I think that's it. Don't forget that it costs $15 for a ticket, but $13 if you're on a concession. You know, you might be old like me, or anyone with a wired up a Cinematique full membership. Definitely things that you, it's a bit of a feast of great music. And don't forget, on Friday night, tonight, out at Cobblestones is the jazz fun night. Fun night. I make it, it's very artistic. It's top stuff, professional musicians. Anyway, what's happening at the Lansdowne Community Emergency Hub Response Practice Place, are you thinking? Well, at the Lansdowne Presbyterian Church on Monday is just that, a Community Emergency Hub Response Practice. It's really, really, the more practiced you are at this stuff, the more it just becomes part of your muscle memory. It's in your bones. Something happens that you wish didn't, and you know what to do. So it's a place for the community to gather and coordinate efforts to help each other during and after a disaster. Speaking of after a disaster, I just have to say, and I've said it before, the work that people running marae in this country do, is they're the go-to people. You don't even have to go to, they just come. The marae model is fabulous for disaster situations, and really the whole world should embrace that. Anyway, come along, find out more about the Lansdowne Community Emergency Hub, because, you know, there are emergency hubs scattered around the country, and the types of help that may be needed after an emergency. Have fun meeting together and practicing various roles with an interactive earthquake scenario. Open to all ages and abilities, no experience needed, because when these things happen, they're not going to choose particular age groups, are they? It's happening to all of us, and we all need to know what to do. Refreshments are provided, by the way. If you want more information, get in touch by emailing info@remo.nz. Remo's got a W at the start, standing for Wellington. Wellington Regional Emergency Management Organisation. info@remo.nz. They say, we aim to make our community events inclusive to all people. If you're attending the event and have special accessibility requirements, you can send us an email at, as I've said, info@remo.nz with the event name, and we'll get in touch to see how we can meet your needs as best we can. So let's end with an earthquake song. I've got good Tori Amos. Isn't she wonderful? Tori Amos with Little Earthquakes.
Distance.
Tori Amos. Little Earthquakes. Tori Amos. What a great artist and someone I need to listen to more often. I think she's always interesting, always, well, it's a funny thing to say about music, isn't it? It's just so, just gets right inside you. Anyway, that's it from me. There's a whole bunch of things to do. Go out and do them. I got nothing else. See ya.